And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Today is Christmas, and instead of the headlines and sound bites, we're going to focus on the story that changed everything. The reason this day matters at all. In the fullness of time, God sent His Son into the world, fulfilling ancient prophecies. The prophet Isaiah had declared that the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel, meaning God with us. And in the town of Nazareth, the angel Gabriel appeared to a young virgin named Mary, saying, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High." And though a virgin, Mary trusted God's plan, saying, "I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled." Meanwhile, Mary's betrothed, Joseph, was troubled by her pregnancy. But an angel appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." As the time came for Mary to give birth, Caesar Augustus issued a decree for a census, forcing Joseph and Mary to travel to Bethlehem. And there, in the town of David, Mary gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And that night, shepherds were keeping watch over their flocks when an angel of the Lord appeared, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. The angel proclaimed, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." A host of angels joined, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those on whom His favor rests." The shepherds hurried to find Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. They worshiped Him and spread the word, glorifying God for all they had seen and heard. And sometime later, wise men from the east followed a star to Bethlehem, bringing gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh to honor the newborn king. They worshiped Jesus, recognizing Him as the fulfillment of God's promise, a Savior born to redeem humanity. That's the heart of Christmas, God sending His only Son to bring salvation to the world. It's a story of God's great love for us, and as John 3:16 declares, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believe in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life." As we celebrate Christmas today, let us remember the humble King who came to bring hope to the hopeless, peace to the restless, and salvation to all who believe on Him. And that has been today's Fortis News Break. Merry Christmas to everyone from Fortis Institute. And until tomorrow, continue serving this King.